Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, this evening, and perhaps this afternoon, if you care to listen after. Just by way of opening, I apologize. I do not have a translator this morning, so I will try to be simple with my English. But before we begin, we will speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for one who was willing to come from heaven and be born in a outside place and to be die on a cross eventually. And thank you that he did this to make one sacrifice for sins forever. And we just ask that help now as we speak from the Word of God. Help the Word of God that it may have the desired effect that you see fit, and we'd be just willing servants of thine. So we ask thy blessing and pray for all who are normally here but would be away, and we just ask you'll bless them and preserve them. And we just ask that if there's any that is not saved, do not know heaven for sure, but they will know this even today. We ask our blessing, give us help, we pray, in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. So I'm just going to read from the Word of God. And I had a couple of verses I'm going to read from. And just I'll just mention what I was going to speak about. And then that's it. Okay. So the first reading that I'm going to do is perhaps I'll read, if you have a Bible, you can follow along. And it's in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 for a couple of verses here. And verse number 4, 5, and 6. Verses number 4, 5, and 6. I'm gonna read this. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But, however, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep, I'm going to slow down. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we're all reading Isaiah 53. That's a wonderful chapter to read if you have a Bible. Just look at that chapter, written hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus came into the world. The next is in the book of Ezekiel. So that's a book for Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 18 and verse number 4. This is a sentence here, and I'm just picking it out to make application with the gospel. Ezekiel chapter number 18 and verse number 4. And this is God talking. If you start at the top, the word of the Lord came in verse 1. So verse number 4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. And here's what I'm looking at. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. If you go down to verse number 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But verse number 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let's turn over to the next in our reading would be Hebrews. I'm going in order as you find them in the Bible. Hebrews and chapter number 9. Hebrews chapter number 9. And I'm just going to get the wording, the context, in verse number 24. But our verses 27 and 28. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often. He doesn't need to offer himself over and over. As the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. So the Lord Jesus doesn't need to offer himself. He did it once. That's what that verse is saying. He doesn't need to offer himself many times. Verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of. Does that include you there? Though so, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So verse 27, it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And that's wonderful to think about, because it's true, he bore our sins. Now let's turn back to Second Corinthians. I missed a portion, chapter number 6. Second Corinthians 6 and verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee or helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So this is the end of the verse there. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now we're going to read one more verse in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 18, 19, and 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. So I want to speak about really appointments. This is very, I was really thinking about something else, but this kind of came about. And I asked someone recently. They were going to, I believe it was last Sunday, and they were leaving the area. And I asked this gentleman, I said, hi, and I spoke to him in this way. I said, I have been speaking to two Mexicans that they were going back to their country and they were about to leave Canada. And I asked them, and I was talking to him, and I said, I asked those Mexicans, will I meet you in heaven? And I said, I told them this, that I had said this to these Mexicans, their workers, and they'd gone back now. And then I said, now the question is for you. I said, I have a question for you. Will I meet you in heaven? And this is a gentleman, he has never heard the gospel before coming to Canada. And he grew up in a total different environment, total different, his own family, religion. It's well known, but he said to me, he said, I hope so. I hope so. How about was with you? So let me ask the question to you. Will I? There are some people here that I may have never met, but if you are saved, if you have been redeemed, if there has been an appointment with you when you met the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you can claim that promise that I will be in heaven. And so is the question. So I wanted to think of appointments. And one appointment that we are talking about is the appointment that we are going to die. As we read in Ezekiel, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's why we have death all around us. We have graveyards. We have hospitals. We have that really it doesn't it goes before dying. It actually is the problem of sin, and the wages of sin is death. And so anyone who sins, that soul, that person will die. Perhaps not today, perhaps tomorrow, perhaps, but in some day that person will die, the soul that sinneth. So if you have ever done something wrong against God, the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 9 and 27, the Lord Jesus compares, God compares that appointment to die with what the Lord Jesus did. So as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Christ had an appointment just the same as we had an appointment to die. We have an appointment, we will die. But Christ had an appointment, the Lord Jesus had an appointment that he was going to go to the cross and bear the sins of many. Those people who have sinned. And the wages of sin is death. And because of that, everybody's going to die because we are all sinners and we all sin. And so the Lord Jesus, he said, those people are going to die, but he said, I want to do something incredible. I want to go and I want to die in their place. In fact, before even the world was created, the Lord Jesus Christ was foreordained to be the one that would redeem us, to pay the price so that we can be saved from our sin, from the penalty of our sin, which is death, and eventually the presence of sin altogether. So those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus will no longer pay the penalty of our sin, eternal separation from God. We will be with him when you put your trust in him. And that's primarily the reason why I read Isaiah 53. Listen to these words. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or the punishment of our peace. See, we have peace, right? If you have peace with God, that punishment to make so that we can have peace with God, that punishment was on the Lord Jesus Christ. And with his stripes, we are healed. I'm going to say this a little different. But the Lord Jesus was wounded for my transgressions, for Dale's transgressions. The Lord Jesus was bruised for Dale's iniquities. The chastisement of Dale's peace was upon the Lord Jesus. And with the Lord Jesus' stripes, Dale is healed. Not a physical healing, that would come later, but we are thinking about our spiritual healing. You see, Isaiah 1 says, we are wounded, we have bruised and wounds and bruises and awful because of our sin with the Lord Jesus. He had wounds and he had bruises because of our sin, not because of his. He had none, but he had wounds and bruises because of our sin. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24 says, who his own self, the Lord Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He didn't say, I'll do 80% and you do 20% for your sin. You do 20% of your sins and I'll do not at all. He said, I'm covering 100% of all the sins that you will ever commit. And you need to just trust that I have done it. And those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal welfare of their soul, the Lord says, those people that put their trust in me, I will give them eternal life. And that wonderful verse, for God so loved the world, and that includes you and me and everybody else. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, that means put their trust, relies on him for eternal salvation from their sin and death and hell. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These are wonderful truths in the Bible, that someone took someone else's place. Well, if you read about Barabbas, the Lord Jesus took his place on the cross. We think of somebody else, that ram that took Isaac's place on the altar. Oh, we think of the firstborn in Egypt, that lamb died, and that firstborn was set free. Oh, how thankful it would be if you realize that the Lord Jesus, these are just pointing to the Lord Jesus. He was the one who took your place. He took our place. He took my place on the cross of Calvary so that we can go free. Do we have to do anything now to earn merit with favor with God? Absolutely not. We come just as we are, a guilty, a sinner, one that's deserving of God's judgment, but we cry to God for mercy, and the Lord says, I'll have mercy. I'm not gonna cast you out. Anyone who comes to me, comes to the Lord Jesus, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, it's so wonderful. If you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have eternal life. And so I want to think about this. Finally, we have an appointment with death. We're all going to die. Physically, we will die unless the Lord comes for those who are saved. But I also want to think about an appointment to be saved. Finally, that appointment is right now. It's not even today, because later on today, the Lord could come or something could happen and death could come in. But the appointment for us to be saved is now. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now, right where you are, whether what part of the world you're in, what time zone it's in, what temperature it is, whatever you're going through in your life, God says, I want you to get this matter settled right now. Because the consequences of not getting it settled before eternity is far beyond what we can even comprehend. It's an eternity separated from God. And that's why he sent his son. He wants you to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and God in heaven forever. What a tremendous God we have. And so that's why we preach the gospel. It's good news. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And now we'll pray. Thank you so much for listening. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for one who stepped into time and space and entered into a place of suffering on our behalf. We read that Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, and thank thee that he did suffer. We are ashamed that it's because of us that he suffered, but we wonder that it was for us. We thank that he made one sacrifice that was pleasing to the holy God of heaven, and anyone who takes that as their own sacrifice for sin, they don't have to do anything to please God, just they can receive eternal life by putting their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we ask a blessing upon each one here. And we just think of the families that are represented as well. We would just lift for just a moment Alfredo, Elgin's father, into the hand, and ask that those watch over him as well. And think of the family in the Philippines. We pray for the country. Pray for any other connections here as well. We just leave all in the hand, and thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, Lord Jesus Christ, amen.